We're continuing on with David's Psalm, Song of Thanksgiving, that comes from 2 Samuel 22. Last week, we went over a few verses, starting at the 31st verse, and the topic was, "The Lord is my strength." Today, we're going to start off with the 36th verse of 2 Samuel 36. 2 Samuel 36, and allow me to read a few verses. "You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them. Neither did I turn back again until they were destroyed. And I have destroyed them and wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroy those who hated me." The topic today is, thank you, Lord, for being my shield. Thank you, Lord, for being my shield. Let us pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the honor of sharing your word today, Father, and I pray that, Lord, I can deliver it the way you intend me to do. And I just pray that we open our ears and our hearts to hear what thus saith the Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. The Lord is my shield. And as we look at this 22nd chapter of 2 Samuel, we'll see that it parallels almost word for word with David's song in Psalm 18. So when you get a chance, look at Psalm 18 and you'll see most of this chapter is word, for it is truly David's psalm of praise as he reflects over his life and what God has done for us. And I encourage all of us to take time to just reflect over our life and just look at what God has done for us. No, everything has not been perfect as it was with David. He was not perfect, but yet the Lord was with them in everything he did. So as we look at that 36th verse, it says, "You have also given me the shield of salvation." The previous verse talks about arming him and giving him strength in battle, but you have also been the shield of my salvation. Your gentleness has made me great. Lord, you have been the one that has shielded me from danger, David is saying. Your gentleness has made me great because you have been gentle with me. I have been able to be great because you have extended grace and mercy to me. I have been allowed to be great, but it's only because of you, O Lord. How many times do we think of how God has shielded us from danger, how he has kept us when we probably should not be here any longer? He truly is our shield. And what that shield does is protect from the fiery darts that come against us. That shield protects us for the enemy that comes against us. That shield protects us. It's a defensive weapon to protect us against those who come at us. So every now and then when they come at us, when our enemy comes at us, remember that the Lord is our shield. He is the one who is protecting us and is enabling us to continue on in spite of. But he goes on in verse 37 to say, "Lord, you have protected me also from slipping and falling." Look at the 37th verse. "You enlarged my path under me so my feet did not slip." He's saying, "Lord, you have given me stability. You have made my steps broad so I can move freely. Lord, you have removed obstructions and stumbling blocks that have been put in front of me. Lord, you have done that. I don't have to worry about twisted ankles. I don't have to worry about bruised shins because you have enlarged my path. You know, it's interesting as I look at this, I think about the paths that we walk. In our younger days, we can walk anywhere we want. We can leave the flat sidewalk and we can go off into paths. We can, without even thinking, we can go wherever we want to. We can run on uneven ground. We can do whatever we want to. But as we get older, we find that we have to think about it sometimes before we leave the flat path. Can I do that? Can my feet do that? Can I go in that direction without twisting my ankle? Can I go in that direction without falling down? And what that does is that slows us down. Now, I know from experience that I can move faster on flat ground than I can on narrow, uneven ground. So what David is saying is that the Lord has enlarged his path so he can have the mobility to do what he wants to do, but he also has given him a path that he can see the dangers, obstacles, and stumbling blocks that are before him and not fall down. Now, there are some who are not spiritually mature, and they need to stay on the sidewalk, amen? But there are others that Lord has blessed that they can move into other paths. Others can navigate the crooked paths. And David is saying that I didn't slip because of you. My feet did not slip. I didn't slip with my leadership. I didn't slip as a warrior. Only, Lord, when I took my eyes off of you, did I slip in my life. I think Peter had a little something to say about that when he took his eyes off Jesus. When he was walking on water, he began to sink. Think about it. When we're on a path that is not straight, that is crooked, that has obstacles in it, we have to focus a lot of attention on where we are going, where our feet are stepping. But Proverbs 4:12 tells us that when you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. God did this for David so he could have the power and the ability to take firm and safe steps with this confidence and strength. And that's the word I want to focus on. God gave David confidence to walk where God wanted him to walk, to go where God wanted him to do. God did that. As a young child, I used to look at admiration, well, I still do when I think about it, with admiration of my grandparents, of how they would always, whenever they went somewhere, they would walk hand in hand. They would hold hands and walk together. And I always thought that was such a beautiful thing. And I realize now as I get older that they held hands because they loved each other, but they also held hands so to keep the others from stumbling, to help each other walk hand in hand. And that's a relationship we have with God. We have to walk hand in hand with him so we can keep from stumbling on the obstacles that we might not see. God allowed David to broaden his steps, to clear his path, so he could do what God wanted him to do. And it's interesting that David is not taking ownership of this himself. He's saying, Lord, you did this for me. And we also see that as we look at the 38th verse, that I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them. Neither did I turn back again until they were destroyed. Because you've made my path so straight, I've been allowed to whip the enemies of God's people. You have allowed me to subdue the enemy set before me. And you think about it, we started out talking about the shield, a defensive weapon. And now we're talking about the offense that the Lord will allow us to go on. I have pursued my enemies. He didn't wait for the enemies to come to him, but he pursued the enemies. Neither did I turn back until they were destroyed. Exodus 23:27 says, I will send my fear before you. I will cause confusion among all the people to whom you come, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. Isn't it a beautiful thing when your enemies already know about you? Your enemies that are so vocal when you are not around, but yet when you come around, they will turn their back and they will leave you because they don't want to face the God in you. God will send confusion among your enemies and allow them to move away from you. But David is saying, I only through you, Lord, that I have pursued my enemies. I only through you that I've been able to destroy my enemies. And in verse 39, I have destroyed them and wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. He's saying that Lord, your enemies, I know if I do not subdue them, if I do not destroy them, guess what? They will come back again. So you have allowed me to destroy the enemy of God's people. Lord, you have done this. They have fallen under my feet. And then he goes on in the next verse to say, how you have helped me do this, O Lord. Look at verse 40. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. It was not my natural strength, but it was you, Lord. It was not me, Lord. It was you, Lord. It was not me, Lord, who rose up against the giant Goliath. It was not me, Lord, because if I had done it, I would have probably used conventional weapons, but you allowed me to use what I'd already used before and what I was good at because of your power. And I was able to take a slingshot and a few stones and defeat the giant. My brothers and sisters, there always are going to be giants in our lives. But through the power of God, we have been armed with strength for the battle. We have been armed with strength to persevere throughout the battle. We have had our steps enlarged so that we can fight the battle. That's the stability, that's the confidence that we need for the battle. In verse 41, you have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroy them who hated me. And every time I read this, you have given me the necks of my enemies. I always think about my grandmother in Rayford, North Carolina, who would wring the necks of chicken so that we could have a good meal. So whenever I see this, I always think about how the neck is the narrow part of the body, how the neck is the part that you can grab, and with a short twist, you can defeat your enemies. When I think about the neck, that's what I think of. You have given me the necks of my enemies. You have given me their weaknesses so that I can destroy my enemies, so I can destroy those who hated me. And he is quick to always say, it was you who allowed me to beat down my enemies, who are also your enemies, O Lord. Again, Psalm 18 says the same thing. Psalm 18:40, you have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroy those who hated me. David is saying that through your divine assistance, I have been successful in battle. It is not because of me, but it is because of you. David's success is attributed to God's grace alone. Since it was true for him, it is also true for us. Don't you know that we are conquerors by God's grace? Although we experience tribulation, although we experience persecution, although we experience the pandemic, we are not victims, but we are victors. Yes, this too shall pass. Romans 8:37 says, "And in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." What battles do we face today? We face the same battles we have faced all of our lives. But as long as we go into that battle, remembering who God is, remembering that he is our strength, remembering that he is our shield, we can be successful. And God will allow you to see who your enemies are. And once you see your enemies, the shield will defend you. But then on the offensive weapons you have, your feet will be broadened so that you can stomp on your enemies. Do we have enemies today? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And my prayer is that through God's grace that we will remember that it is not him. It is him and not us, is what I meant to say. It is only through him that we can do this. It is only through him that we can be successful. David is writing this as an older man, looking back over his life and realizing how many times his life was in danger, how many times he could have failed, how many times he could have wrapped it up and just given in. But yet through God, he was able to persevere. Yet through God, he was able to continue. Yet through God. So as he is writing his autobiography, he wants to make it clear that it is only through God's grace that he was able to do what he could do. And that's a message for us today, my brothers and sisters. It is only through God's grace and mercy that we can do what we do. My prayer is that we remember that the same God who saved and persevered David is the same God who is with us today. As we know, David was a man after God's own heart. And I just pray that we can be counted as people after God's own heart, who take counsel in God before we do anything, who allow our steps to be ordered by the Lord. God bless you. And I pray that this message has been an inspiration and encouragement for all.